answering questions about bird flu and showing poultry and dairy cattle at your county fair this year, and setting the record straight on seed oils. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. Well, county fair season is just around the corner, and one of the most asked questions this year has been, will poultry and dairy cattle at fairs and exhibitions be restricted this year, given the number of bird flu cases across the state earlier in the year?
Basically, if we have disease occurrence within a county, we really want to limit the movement of birds in or within that county.
And that's Dr. Kyle Shipman, state veterinarian with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health. And even though there had been a number of positive bird flu cases all around the state during the first 3 months of the year, many of those initial control areas or surveillance zones set up by state officials have since expired.
The Board of Animal Health does not intend to change our policy, but we are asking poultry exhibitions to really limit their commingling events, specifically those in counties that have an active control area specific to highly pathogenic avian influenza, right? So what we're asking is, if there's a current outbreak in a county, we really just don't want poultry commingling events or exhibition events to occur in that county.
As of late April, only Jay and Randolph counties are still impacted.
We're hoping that those counties won't be impacted much longer, as those sites that are related to those counties being impacted are progressing through that recovery process.
So what advice does Dr. Shipman have for producers as they gear up for showing poultry and dairy cattle at the county fairs this year?
If you think your animal's sick, keep it at home. But also, to that same point, if your animal does get sick while at the fair, get it back home, right? We don't create hospital pens at fairs. We want to really limit that impact to both other animals and potentially humans, and want folks to get those sick animals home as soon as possible if they were to get ill while at the exhibition event. If they are coming back home, keep those animals separate once the show season is over for the year.
Check out my full conversation with Dr. Shipman. It's at HoosierAgToday.com.